USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. End quote. The smack heard around the world. The Oscar ceremony last night, Will Smith walked on stage and hit Chris Rock after he made Will's wife the punchline of a joke.
Oh, wow! Wow!
That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
China's biggest city, Shanghai, with 26 million residents, began a two-stage lockdown Monday as authorities attempt different strategies to control the country's worst COVID-19 outbreak since the pandemic began. Shanghai, on the southeastern coast of China, is the center for finance and international business in the country. The city is also home to the world's largest shipping container port. A motorist drove into an encampment of homeless people in Salem, Oregon, Sunday in the middle of the night, killing four souls. Salem police believe alcohol was a factor. Drummer for the band Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins, died in Bogota, Colombia, after complaining of chest pains. Colombia police did report drugs were found in the hotel room at the Four Seasons. An official cause of death has not been announced, yet an autopsy revealed Taylor's heart weighed twice the amount of a normal heart. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Described as a once-in-a-hundred-year event, residents near Anchorage, Alaska, were ordered on Sunday to evacuate a mountainous area after one massive avalanche buried a road in 80 feet of snow and another huge slide was considered imminent. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson issued the evacuation order for the affected area at Eagle River on the city's outskirts. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was on Newsmax this weekend saying the new Iran nuclear deal should require congressional approval before a treaty can be agreed upon. Mr. Bolton says the United States has already given way too many concessions to Iran and does not bode well for the American people.
I said the 2015 deal was the worst diplomatic agreement in American history. This one is worse. The administration has spent a full year making more concessions to Iran, and that no future American president could withdraw from the deal. Now, that's impossible, but they've been working and making some kind of arrangements to try and give Iran assurances that in fact it won't happen. And I think it comes in the form of penalizing the United States, putting Iran in a better position if a future president withdraws, as I think they should because the deal is so bad. So to me, this inherent guarantee, which we don't have the details of to be sure because the administration has kept it so hidden, just makes this far more dangerous to the United States even than the earlier deal.
I'm Lance Pride. This is USA Radio News.